Civilization.
Well, hi, how are you? I'm in my truck on the way to Springfield. What can I do for you?
Well, we have you scheduled here at 2 o'clock, but we are looking at your properties on, Oak Lane Estates, Lot 1.
Oh, okay. Well, was that for today?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, I got a letter from you guys that said I needed to call, and I hadn't heard anything else. But anyhow, what do we do from here? Because I'm like within 10 miles of Springfield, Missouri right now.
Well, do you have any evidence of your wishes to decrease?
Not in my truck, no, I don't.
Well, I mean, I guess what I should ask, do you have an appraisal or anything like that from any
Hang on a second, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Mike, ask him about the appraisal.
Do you have any appraisals?
Not anything recent. That house basically was kind of an accidental ownership. I acquired it for Bank of America. My brother-in-law had not made the payments on it. Consequently, I ended up buying it. Tried to rent it back to him, and he didn't pay the rent, so we had to part company, and I ended up with the house, long story short. And back then, I think it was appraised, well, he paid $90,000 for it when he bought it. And I don't know if it's worth that today. I actually don't feel that it is.
Well,
what do you think it's worth?
I'm guessing it'll prove somewhere between 75 and 80.
Well, move that back up there where I can see that 85, 86, 426. And that's got the 5% on it, Jack.
We're looking at a screen.
We're looking at history, the history on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a motion that we lower it to $86,426.
I'll second that.
Well, I guess anything will help.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to lower it to $86,400. Is that right?
$426.
$426. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Williams, that one's...
Wait,
one more. Okay, yeah.
And the other one I had was over on Rock Hill Lane over there, and it's really a nasty old building. I bought it from Joe Plachek, and, you know, that was one of those errors that a guy makes, but I'm kind of in negotiations with a guy to sell it for $5,000 right now just to get it gone.
Is there anything around it? Is there anything around it that you know sold?
No, not that. Well, yeah, there's a little tiny house across the street. Doc Lauderdale owns most of that hill on down the hill over there. And I had entertained selling it to him at one time, and then we thought we'd fix it. I had some health problems last year, and consequently, it's just not going to happen. So, I'm probably going to sell it to the highest bidder.
They've got it on at $21,214. I'm going to make a motion that we set it in at $10,000.
I'd make a motion we put it in at $5,000 because that's probably what it's going to bring.
I'm going to second the Mr. Strahan's motion.
We have a motion and a second to set it at $10,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We cut it in half. We cut it more than half.
Well, all right. I guess I'll live with that.
All right. You'll be getting a letter in the mail from the county clerk within 10 days explaining everything we did. All right.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you get his vote?
I was going to say he bought it for 25. his vote.
Did you get his vote, though?
No, I didn't get his vote. I got his motion, though. That was pretty good.
He got to give him a effort for trying.
Yeah.
Getting involved.
Yeah.
So Donald Earhart is your next one. He's teleconference. He says it's overvalued, and that his opinion is $10,000. Did not give us a purchase price, but he bought it in 2013.
Chuck, don't we have some? We surely got something around there that we set preference on.
And there are. There are different ones in there. Obviously.
I think Don bought this maybe at a tax sale. I'm not sure if it. I don't think he even paid $10,000 for it, if I remember right. He was in the office.
No, you're right. He did pay at a tax sale. But I know
he's got two of them, so I'm going to look here and see.
See what we got.
He's got two?
Yeah, well, he's right after the next one. He's got the next one right now.
Which one? The first one?
One on Remus and one on Maple Ridge Brand.
Both of them he has is $10,000 is the market value.
We want to set him with what's next to
it. I like that. Boy, that's gorgeous out there. That is so pretty out there.
Close to the lake.
Just saying. Yeah, I think you might even have a lake view from there. No, not from that one. Coming down that road, you can see the lake back beyond back this way. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you can see it from
the other one.
That's where the old about where it is the old barn set right up there, right?
Is that it right there?
This is it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lake view lot or lake front lot right across the street on White Bass. I know it's been listed for a long time for $22,000. I'm actually working
this
with
one
a one of those over there. I mean, that's about a what they've been listed for. That one actually.
Yeah, but some of those have what do you call your where they have a ditch. One of the we priced. We set three or four of those last year right straight above that towards the water, and they had obsolescence factors that we set them and lowered them.
That has no obsolescence on it.
I know, but I'm talking about we set those, so there's some lots that are set in that area, and I'd like to just set them for whatever those lots are, and Don ought to be satisfied with it. I'm not talking about the ones with the obsolescence factor. I'm
talking
about
both. This lease, the Remus that he just showed, is a nice, nice lot. I mean, 15, 18, something like that.
Can we get anything beside it, Wesley?
Well, I think Beacon just went down.
There's one that was just south of it, I think, that was set in 2011 at 22,000 ag.
Yeah.
The
rest of them haven't been adjusted.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we set that at 22 ag.
If it's residential lot, why would we go ag?
Because they cut hay off of it. Anything that's flat enough that you can roll a hay bale off of, you can justifiably take pictures of it or whatever, and you can list it as ag.
Yeah. It's a platted subdivision. When people ask about places to build, I tell them, go look over here. I mean, it doesn't have water and sewer, but it's got electric and a good road.
Hey, I leave them on residential unless somebody shows me that they're cutting hay off of it or they're got cows on it or something like that, if it's a residential subdivision like this. But there's some in the subdivision that are on ag, like that one. And I've changed one in 15, I remember, because they were using it for an ag lot. So I changed it to ag. But all the rest of them...
Should we get him on the phone?
Well, it says teleconference, amen, but...
Sure. Sure. Sounds good.
that one? That's not one of the worst lots out there.
No, it's a nice one.
I think we got some.
And there's a house across the street.
Some of the less lots we've got on for around 10,000.
Is it Earhart?
Don Earhart.
I think I read one of his books.
Yeah, he wrote a couple.
Yeah. Novels,
I guess. He's up in here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
If I were
Don Earhart.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Mr. Earhart, this is Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization in Taney County. We're looking at your properties on Shoal Bend and Lot 97 and Lot 54. What's our phone number here?
546-7249.
546-7249 if you get back or get this message.
How many acres
Thank
is
you.
In those lots? Five?
Five and six. That's 5.3.
You want to go with 18 or?
I think 18 on this one. I'm looking at the next one, 15 on that one. If I was their listing agent, I went to them and I said, they say, what do you want to sell these for? I'd say 18 and 15.
Motion.
You want me to make a motion?
Go ahead. Well, let me rescind mine. I'll rescind mine.
I died for like a second.
Okay. Well, that makes me look bad.
You don't want that.
Man, all the mass of people that listen to this. Dawn, she's the one that's going to listen to this.
Hi, Dawn.
You're out here on the speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, is it on the speaker?
The speaker out here, everybody in the hallway
speaker.
What is that?
Are you enjoying it?
Me? No, I'm down here. You just got to go around the
corner. We're on speaker. I make a motion.
Danny, I will follow whatever you're suggesting on these.
That's 18,000 on that lot.
That's good advice. Second that.
So we have a motion and a second to set it at 18,000.
Residential? Or
what's on residential now?
Yes. The only reason I asked is because the last motion was ag, so that's why I'm asking.
Well, the other lot is right straight. I know that there's hay cut off that next one down. Show me the next one that it says.
There might be somebody cutting it for hay, but that's residential.
But that one right, that's his right there?
No, this is his.
That's one, and then where's the other one? I thought it was right there beside it. Mm-hmm.
That's the new one.
Yeah, that's not ag.
Okay, so residential.
I second it.
So we have a motion and a second to set it residential at 18,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
FYI, we found one here up, I think, close to the other one. It was on at 15. It was set by the DOE. It may be back in 11. It may not. Jeff, what do you think?
That one? You mean 15?
Well, we're looking at one that's somewhere close there, I think, that got changed to 15,000 in 11.
That's good. That's good enough. That's what we was talking about, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Motion to set that one at 15,000.
DOE 147?
Yeah.
Or 146.
Six.
146.
Sorry. So we have a motion to set it at 15,000 on BOE number 146. Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.